When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
I hope that all of you are buckled up. Actually, you're probably just sitting on your couches because you're not ready for it. Today's guest is the living legend. That is Dana Ward.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Overshare. I'm Lily here with Jocelyn.
Hello.
And today we are going to be welcoming our old dearest friend, Dana Ward. I'm so excited to reunite. Before we get started, let's tell everyone what we're over so we can get the blood flowing, get the juices flowing. Joss, want to kick us off?
So, over it.
What she said.
I would love to kick us off. So, per the usual, there's a lot that I'm over. I was actually dabbling momentarily with sharing my thoughts on maybe being over tie-dye because I feel like it's just like everywhere, but then I as Lily exits the podcast wearing tie-dye. But then I decided, because I read an article that tie-dye is like out, like it's canceled. It's too saturated. But like, I'm never getting over tie-dye. I think I'm going to love it forever. So I put that on the back burner, kiboshed that plan. And I've decided the thing I'm over is the breaking news that came out this week. That flying snakes.
I'm like, what?
Flying snakes are a real thing. They are small flying snakes that are, thank God, not venomous, however you say that. And they're far away. They're in Asia. But I don't feel comfortable with their existence at all. Like, I feel like the end of times are upon us. Like, between those weird shark beetles and coronavirus and the world falling apart, like flying snakes just seems like the next plague, you know?
I feel like I've been going on different websites than you are to get your news.
Mine actually came from a very legitimate source. I'm a subscriber to something called The Skim, which every single day, it's basically in your inbox when you wake up and it just skims the news, pop culture news, global news,
gives you your talking points.
Yeah. And so I get like all my news from The Skim, and they were reporting on flying snakes, which means it's actually effing true.
Well, that sounds absolutely traumatizing. Snakes in general. I don't like being, how do they move?
How do they do? Also, I just don't like the fact that they can eat such large things, including human beings.
It's my turn.
Yes, go ahead.
You mentioned subscriptions, and that is actually something that I need to be over, but have a really bad memory. I know that there have to be other people out there that, like, every month you'll see your bank account, money just keeps getting taken out for all of these subscription things that you've signed up for. And I see it happening, and then I'm like, oh, I'll cancel it tomorrow. And then I never fucking cancel it. And I cannot even tell you, I'm paying for things that, like, I signed up for free trials months ago, and I've never been back on that website, and
Wait, but I thought, yes, Lily, you were the person who told me you had discovered an app or something that went into your bank account and like found all of your subscriptions. And didn't you tell me you discovered that?
I don't know if I would say I discovered it, but I used one like that a while ago and it didn't work that well. It would classify the things that were like super obvious. So it'd be like food, entertainment, but like it didn't know how to distinguish between all the entertainment. I don't know. And not like- to mention, I think also just overall what I'm over is that we stopped paying for cable so everything could be cheaper. But I think that I probably pay $400 a month in streaming services because between it's Apple TV, it's HBO Max, it's CBS All Access. And it's like, why do they have these new names? Why wouldn't it just be the CBS app? Why is it HBO Max? What happened to HBO Now? I'm so confused. There's so many names. And I just want to watch all my murder documentaries.
The HBO thing is specifically incredibly confusing. I'm going to have to reach out to my friend Pat Shin, who you know as well, just to find out what exactly is going on over there, because I have too many HBO things. That's why I recommend YouTube TV to you, because they kind of have, they aggregate a lot of the, like, at least the networks. And I really like
Hulu, but I have to pay for all of them still.
Oh no, I don't do that on YouTube TV. Get on YouTube TV, but it's very expensive. The price just went up to $65.
See, that's I don't know. I pay and for live TV on
you
Hulu.
You can watch Escape have... the Night without any commercial
dreams.
Also, PS, when you were talking about subscriptions, if we're being honest, and this is a show about honesty, I would say that I think your hatred of subscriptions all stems from your massage envy relationship.
Oh, how dare you bring that up? Which is funny because I was thinking about it yesterday. Guys, there was a time that Jocelyn, I think it was a birthday present.
Yes, like, or Christmas or
like
something.
Like first year I knew her. Jocelyn knew that I had a lot of back problems. And she's like, oh my God, I got your birthday present. And it's a fucking massage envy gift card. And my face when she gave it to me was like, thanks. Because plot twist, I had been going to massage envy for quite a while now. And there, I hate places that they make you do, like, to cancel your membership. You have to either be there in person or you have to, like, they wanted like a handwritten, like you'd write it with like a fucking feather at this point. And they, I didn't cancel my account and I just let it go because I was stupid. And I think it got sent to collections at a certain point, but it explained why when Jocelyn went in to get the gift card that they were like, what's her name? And then they like go look it up and they're like, like giggling behind
it was the very, very weird. Never in my life have I gone to like a beauty establishment to purchase a gift card and had the employees behind the counter like go back to reconvene and discuss the purchaser's like gift. It was very strange. I thought they were like fans of yours.
It really messed up my credit. Don't recommend. But should we welcome Dana?
Oh, I'm so excited to see Dana.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I hope that all of you are buckled up. Actually, you're probably just sitting on your couches because you're not ready for it. Today's guest is the living legend. That is Dana Ward. Insert clapping track here.
So, best intro ever.
Okay, so if you guys have been living under a rock or maybe you just don't know us, I feel like, Lily, don't you think people who know you and I probably also know Dana?
I just assume so, but also you, though, you quit Clever a long time ago. We haven't worked together in a long time.
That's true. That's
it just
true.
Feels but like I feel like it was
that's
just
a,
yesterday.
That's a real test if someone like watches all of your content.
Agreed.
If they know
Agreed.
Who I am.
That's true. So just to give a quick little background on Dana, she was one of the Clever OGs, along with me, we started Building Clever, I mean, well over 10 years ago at this point. And we saw Clever through for many, many, many years until Dana left Clever to start a new empire as the founder of a little company called Barefoot Scientist. Dun, dun, dun!
Yeah, man, literally, you gotta care about your feet.
What's it like to be like a successful entrepreneur that like created a product that you didn't even just like create something, like you had to develop something with like scientists?
Yes, yes. Well, let me just say, being an entrepreneur is not easy. I think that we all, as consumers, always see like the positive, the success stories and this and that. But every day is a freaking challenge. It is difficult. The highest highs, it's the lowest lows. But at the end of the day, I get to do something that I'm really passionate about. And I'm so appreciative for that. You know, like, it's cool. It's fun to have a challenge and learn and everything. So
you're just reminding me that I need to go take care of my nails.
That's what I was going to say too. A lot of people out there, including myself, especially during quarantine and the stay at home, we appreciate what you have created because my feet have never been more disgusting.
Oh, I know, because you're used, even if you don't get mani-pedis regularly, it's like in the normal world, people would like make time for those things and they would have their schedule of like, okay, like I go once a month to the mani-pedi, to get my mani-pedi, or at home, you know, once a month I do this myself, and we're all thrown off. Our schedules are like all over the place. So it's nice to have, at least for me, it's nice that I have all these products at home where I'm like, okay, cool. I can shave up some of the calluses on my heels. I can clip my nails. You know, it's just like,
I'm just picturing you like dipping into your own stock, being like, oh crap, I ran out, like opening boxes in one of the other rooms.
Yeah, but during this time, like, sales have been really crazy because more people are like, oh, I need to take care of myself and I can't go to the nail salon. So I'm personally out of so many samples. Like, normally in my garage, I have samples, and then at the office, I have samples. And right now we are like dry because we have to send everything out to our customers.
If someone else happened to be out or wanted to try them, where would they buy it?
Yes, good question, Lily.
They would buy Barefoot Scientist at barefootscientist.com, or we launched at Ulta Beauty.
Woohoo!
Ulta like open dream, at so. The moment?
What's that?
Is Ulta open at the moment? Did everything close again?
Things are constantly changing just as the world, the virus is developing in the world, and everything's kind of changing, but select stores are open. And then some other stores are closed, but they have curbside pickup. I actually tested that out recently here in California because there's no stores locally. I still haven't even seen my product in a store, which is insane.
Goodness, that's so sad. We need to go on a road trip.
I know. But yeah, I think like Nevada might have stores that are open. So Vegas.
Yes.
Vegas, anybody?
Yes, 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 yes.
So yeah. That you can pick up at store, curbside pickup. It's interesting. So,
congratulations. We're obviously your biggest stands. Oh, Gatsby.
Hey, Gatsby.
So that is Gatsby in the background, which is Dana's dog that she adopted from the streets of New Orleans after which hurricane? I can't remember.
Hurricane Harvey.
Come on in, Gatsby. Come on in. So something that's really, something that's really important that I feel like we have to point out about Dana that Lily and I are both very accustomed to, but I feel like will help as we overshare these stories, is that Dana is definitely one of, if not the most put together, intelligent, polished people I know. But, and I say this as the biggest compliment in the world, also right up there with weirdness in the best way. Like, homegirl is down to do a lot of weird stuff. And that pretty much summarizes our friendship and our career. Lily, would you agree?
Yeah, Dana's one of those people that she'll say something and I'm just like, how did your brain even get there? And then you even can ask her and she's like, I don't know.
I think sometimes it skips steps, but doesn't that keep life interesting?
Absolutely. Well, definitely, which is why today we're going to talk about our first industry jobs, which like for me was for you guys, which is funny. And I'll give my opinions of what you guys were like. But Dina, what was the, like your first, like, I guess, because you did like, you had odd jobs before I feel like you got into entertainment. We were talking earlier how you did your spray tanning business in college. But that, what was like your first like red carpet slash entertainment job?
So, I mean, it was a long time ago, but I remember one of the first red carpets I did, or actually this is the first red carpet. It was for this show called Get Out. And it was basically the most beautiful people you've ever seen. I'm not saying I was not on the show. I was just covering it. Most beautiful people you've ever seen with like thick, like all they do is work out for a living, traveling to the most beautiful locations in the world. And they were just like, you know, running around in their bathing suits, being like, hey, you know, check out Turks and Caicos and blah, blah, blah. I never saw the show. I had never even heard of it, but I got to cover the red carpet for it. And I got it through this like casting site. I was so stoked because I was working for free.
Pause though, because you guys and the casting sites, that's such like a world that I know nothing about. How did those even work? And how did you know what sites were like legit? And how did, I mean, you guys also use Craigslist, so obviously you didn't care what was legit, but.
It was the Wild West.
But like where there's like, was it like five websites that you'd kind of like rotate through, or how did it work?
Yeah, I feel like there were a couple websites that as a host, you were kind of just like checking, like Craigslist. This one was called GotCast.
And Dana, I feel like you're being very modest. GotCast, when we first started hosting, was like the coolest, hottest place of all time. And Dana actually won a contest or something like that to be able to do this red carpet. And I can tell you for sure, thousands of people were trying to get that job. And I don't even know if I knew you at the time, but I knew. I knew about that job opportunity for that red carpet.
Did you apply too?
I don't remember, but I do remember the show. I watched it. It was on E!
Oh, you watched it?
Yeah.
Oh, well, amazing.
Which makes sense though, because I feel like this was like when you guys were hosting was like when Juliana Rancic was like, that's who everyone wanted to be.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
All of us wanted to be Juliana Rancic. Her name was Juliana DePandy at the time. Remember that?
That is right, yeah. Dana.
And she had like bleach blonde hair. but anyway, this job was like no other. I'll try to keep this short, but because I was not getting paid, which is like pretty normal in the entertainment industry, you work really hard. Excuse me. I don't know if I could say that.
You can say whatever you want.
You work really hard, and then it's an unpaid opportunity to get footage for your reel. So, but I thought this was the best unpaid
that's
opportunity
such
ever.
Bullshit that they do that. Like, it's literally like slave labor and being like, no. Well, we're helping you.
Exactly.
So common. Exactly. It's so common.
But I got to go to a very swanky dinner at STK in Hollywood.
Another hot spot at the time.
So I ate some good food and then got to host this official red carpet. And it was just, I would think I was like rubbing shoulders with Lauren Conrad and the entire cast of The Hills at Les Deux. That's where it was. You guys remember that place? Like, that's
I definitely just made my microphone peak. you know, that would have been like my dream. Like I was watching that probably from I would say college. I think I was still in high school. That it was like literally going to Les Deux and hanging out with Lauren and Heidi. You were living the dream?
And I was Dana, living the dream.
I love that you brought up STK because at that point in time, that was one of the hottest restaurants in LA. I mean, it might still be. I have no idea. But I remember me and you discussing the fact that we would go to events just so we could eat. How sad is that?
Oh,
That's a true fact. Like, we would want the free food.
We couldn't afford to, like, buy all of these delicious, delectable foods on our own. Like,
because they weren't paying you.
But even if they were, it was like, you can't afford that. Like, Jocelyn, you had a solid everyday meal. What was your, what were you always eating?
I mean, I ate a lot of corn nuts. That was like, that might have even been like pre-Dana, some of my snacks. But even when you and I were first starting at Clever, I mean, I don't think people understand how little money we were making. We would get paid $5 a video for some of the videos we did. And Dana and I could not afford clothes. So we would take turns wearing the same shirt. They smelled like BO. And then some of the shirts, if it was appropriate, we would wear them backwards.
Yep. Or inside out. Because if there was a print on the outside, you could turn it inside out and suddenly new shirt.
Guys, are we going to pretend like that's just an old tactic? You guys were doing that up until Dana quit.
That's true. It was a running joke even after I left. Like, it's true. That wardrobe room. Ooh.
So I think
you could donate that stuff.
Oh, no. I think when everything went down, I think we just threw most of it away. It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Prom dresses from 2012 were still in the wardrobe room. So gross.
I mean, we don't talk about the Macy's prom. Dana, did you feel like, did it take a while for you to get like, I don't want to say jaded, but like, you know, when you go to a red carpet and it's like, it's not that cool to be like seeing celebrities and being on a red carpet is far less glamorous when you've actually been on the red carpet. Was there a time, like, I assume the first one was probably super cool. Was like the second one even kind of like, oh crap, this is actually kind of a huge clusterfuck and I'm tired? Or were you excited for like a year?
I feel like, for sure more than a year. I feel like you know where someone is at in their career depending on how excited, the level of excitement they have for covering a red carpet. Because the early days, like you said, it's like, oh my gosh, I get this opportunity. This is what I've dreamt up my whole life. And then you're like at the end of the carpet, just like,
you know, trying to get like the extras.
Things at people. Yeah, like, please just say something so I have footage. But yeah, like, I mean, there was for sure a point where, Jocelyn, you can attest to this too. There's like, you're very excited to go, and then suddenly it's like, yeah. You know, is there someone else available? It's totally cool. You can take that opportunity. And now, like, I will say, after leaving the entertainment industry, one of the things that was so exciting was to have my weekends back. Mm-hmm. And you guys are probably experiencing that as well, since you don't cover like the daily grind anymore. But to be able to have a weekend when the Oscars are happening or when the Golden Globes are happening, and you don't have to go to the studio, you don't have to go to the red carpet, you can live a life and you don't even have to watch it if you don't want to. It's like freedom.
Since so much of the stuff is fun and it's like, oh, I get to go to this cool work event, but like, it's still exhausting to like do that for an entire night. So like, that would, I think, take the place of a night out that I would have, like, just with my real life normal friends. Not that you guys aren't my real life normal friends now. But that, like, going to a red carpet or something isn't going out to dinner with friends. It's a very different kind of social experience. But I feel like we'd get kind of that social interaction. And I would, like, be like, okay, well, I'm tired. That's enough. And then after a few years, it's kind of like, oh my God, why have I just been working all the times? Because it's like, even when you're not actually, it's not like a hard thing to go to a red carpet. It's actually very nice and it's fun. But like, everything just becomes about work, I think, when you're in entertainment, because there's a lot of crossover between, oh, that's actually just a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to draw the line.
For sure. I think that's definitely true. And I think I always tell people who are like aspiring to a career in entertainment news, which, by the way, like, there's three of those jobs that exist right now, and they're all filled by people who are never leaving them. So
just start a drama channel.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like going on YouTube and doing your own thing is probably going to be a lot more fruitful. But in the early days, and still to this day, I will tell people, if you can survive red carpet coverage on the regular and also thrive and be able to actually do it successfully, AKA, like Dana was saying, even just the concept of getting someone to stop and talk to you. If you can do that, you can absolutely do anything else. I think me and Dana, you know, so we actually didn't even meet at Clever. We were working at so many different outlets when we met like over 10 years ago, which is another thing about the entertainment business that people don't tell you is like, you need to be ready to work harder than anyone alive and also do like 75 jobs. So Dana and I were really for $0. So Dana and I were working all over the place when we first started, and we were working at a few different outlets. One of the other ones we worked at together was called Blaze, which was like under the freeway, and there was a lot going on there. No, Blaze with a V.
With a V.
B-L-A-Z.
One V. We went from one V to two V. Clever.
I actually if never I have thought to of that.
Blow that, roll that out for you.
I'm just trying, was that someone's name or was it
no.
just a word that they came up with?
Just a word.
Just a word.
Just like Blaze.
But literally everybody worked there. Dana worked there. Chelsea Cannell worked there. Matthew Hoffman worked there.
Andrea Renee
worked there. I could go on and on, but a lot of the people that you see hosting like TV shows and stuff were working there at the time. But great Dana training. And I'll never forget the time that we both had an experience with Gary Busey. We were both...
Guys, wait, I just... right now, if you're listening, you need to go at some point when you have any free time, even if it's just this part of the podcast, go on YouTube and watch so we can put in a clip. It is my favorite thing. It will bring you so much joy. Chelsea,
so continue. I was covering this red carpet for Hollywood TV, and I believe Dana was covering the red carpet for Maximo TV.
Sounds okay. Even more legit.
Which, by the way, were any of these on TV?
No. Absolutely
Clever
not.
TV?
No. Both of these are still YouTube channels, but at the time, they were essentially like paparazzi channels that were trying to get a little more credibility. So they had people like us. They hired us for $0 to go to red carpets. And this one was for the Oscars, the night yes. of 1,000 stars.
Was it 1,000? I thought it was 100.
You're really misleading that she was not at the Oscars red carpet.
No, no, no. We were at
it
a party.
It was a secondary event. celebrating that the Oscars were
secondary.
Happening.
And
secondary.
And I would say like yes. a lot of the people on the red carpet were like, people from VH1, Celebrity Rehab.
Shows Gary Busey yeah. was one of the main people on the red carpet. That's going to tell you enough about the event that you need to know.
This was at the Beverly Hills Hotel, yes. which is very swanky. Mm-hmm. So it was a very nice party inside.
Yes, and Dana and I actually took one of our first and cutest photos ever. Pretty sure we're probably both wearing dresses from like our sorority formals in college.
Mine was from prom or homecoming, actually. High school.
Because again,
nice recycle.
No one wanted to dress us at the time. Like no celebrity stylists were coming for us. And we also had no money. So we just had to wear our clothes from like 10 years previously.
It's true.
So, Dana already had a pre-existing friendship with Gary Busey. I feel like that's okay to yeah. say, right?
It's true. I mean, from covering the roast on Comedy Central, yes. I would always run into him at the roast.
Yes.
So, I don't think he remembered me, but I remembered him.
Also, let me just add a little caveat here that for anyone that isn't super familiar how red carpets work, especially when they're covering for outlets that aren't E, or I mean, honestly, even Clever didn't usually get the best placement on the carpet. And if you're at the end of the carpet, that means all of the most important people probably aren't still doing interviews by the time they get to the end. They've gone inside. So Dana and Jocelyn are always kind of like trying picking up the scraps at the end of the carpet. And continue with your Gary Busey.
But some people are very excited about what they're promoting and they'll do the entire carpet.
Very true.
Oh, that's another thing is also that they get a tip sheet with all of the people on it for the event that are planned, like that have RSVP that they're coming. So it's like, you'll have, if it's for a movie, it's like the main cast, but then you have like the movie studios, all their other clients that are like in stuff, maybe coming out in a few years. No one knows who they are, but like, because that's who Joss and Dana are going to be interviewing. That's who they're having to study. So it's like, they have to know all of these people or be able to just like bullshit these interviews and pretend like they know what they're talking about. And like Gary Busey isn't someone that I would think you'd be planning on interviewing.
No. Probably
would
not.
Would you ask him?
Well, and one more thing related to that. So many times, like, half of the people who are on the red carpet aren't even on the tip sheet.
So true.
Gary Busey, we know his face, but like there are other people who walk the carpet and you don't know who they are because you didn't plan on them being there. There's so many people in entertainment. You cannot keep up.
No.
Especially now with all the digital shows and everything.
In a moment of panic, you just have to go for the one that you actually recognize.
Well, no, you have to be prepared to talk to anyone. Actually, a fun game that Dana and I used to play in our office over our desk, because Dana and I shared an office for like 10 years. Do you remember this, Dana? We would sit in our office and just spitball questions back and forth like, so tell me, what are your plans this summer? And then you would respond, go for it. What would be your next question on a red carpet?
It would definitely be like, well, it would not be, so what brings you out tonight? That's the no. As a reporter, never ask that.
That's the no.
So how do you feel about real life witches?
Actually,
that would be a great question for the red carpet.
I remember we always used to have like the series of joke questions where it'd be like, oh, do you have any questions prepped? It'd be like, so what's the vibe on set? Who's the biggest jokester? And it's like all the same things you ask everyone. They've answered so many times.
Dana's other question would be like, have you ever thought about becoming a farmer? Like truly the most random shit you've ever heard of in your life.
But go on with Gary Busey.
These people like get the same question over and over again. So sometimes you want to mix it up and make sure they're paying attention.
It's very true. So cut back to this Oscar party that Dana and I are covering. And I feel like this is just going to count as my story. So I was working at Hollywood TV, again, kind of described it. And Dana was about 55 spots ahead of me on the red carpet. So she had like really great placement. So in the video, you see Dana and Gary Busey engaging in like a very long conversation about yin and yang and what does it even mean? And at one point, I believe you guys actually touched foreheads to each other.
It's kind of like a slow, like,
it's like a,
yeah, I thought you guys were going to like make out at one point. It was very odd. And his wife was standing right there, just like smiling the whole entire time.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
And then we wrap it up. But
he comes back.
He's back and I.
Oh my gosh. And he's what just like.
Sweet man.
No, he is very sweet until he comes to talk to Jocelyn.
Until you.
So by this point, like I mentioned, at the time, there was a show on VH1 called Celebrity Rehab, which was kind of like, you know, uplifting, but also kind of sad because it was about all of these like very famous celebrities who would come on hard times with addiction issues and various other things. But the show was kind of following them, like trying to reclaim their careers and like get their lives together, etc. So Gary Busey had been on this show. And so he comes up to me and I was like, oh my gosh, Gary, so great to see ya. I'm like, your whole entire cast is here from the show. And I just talked to so-and-so, I can't even remember who it was. And he looked at me and he was just like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, you know, the TV show you're on? And he's like, no. And he just like looks at me like I'm the most disgusting person alive and leaves, walks away. And I was like,
didn't he take your microphone?
Oh my gosh, he stole my microphone.
Remember?
I forgot about that. He grabbed the microphone out of my hand and walked away. And I was like, what just happened? Like literally, I don't understand. He was very displeased with my questioning, my line of questioning, which now as I think about it, I've had mostly positive experiences with celebrities, but I would say I've also had like some very strange ones as well. And I feel like, again, if you can get through being a red carpet reporter, you can basically do literally anything.
I agree. It's the best training in the world.
And
you
guess
can take
what?
Those skills into other industries too.
Guess what? I got paid $0 for that job. And it was at the Beverly Hills Hotel. And I couldn't afford to pay for parking. So I had to walk like 2 miles into the streets of Beverly Hills in my prom dress to find my car afterwards. And
can I tell you what happened to me after that event?
What?
So somehow I like got into the event to just like do a walkthrough and like see what it was all about.
Of course you did. Of course you did. Of course.
And this man approached me.
Oh God.
You know, I just No, it was not. I didn't know who this man was, but just generally, I like conversing with people I don't know. I find it to be, I know a lot in this day and age, we're like, oh, don't talk to me. I don't know you. I just want to be around my friends. But I actually enjoy talking to strangers and hearing their story and
asking like, whether farm, if they like farmers.
And- if they like, yeah, if they'd be a farmer in their future life, whatever. But so I was just engaging, like, no big deal, like, conversation. This guy proceeds to give me his card, and he says, if you would ever like fake boobs, please give me a call. I know all the best doctors, and I could get you a good deal. And I proceeded to shake my head and slowly back away, and I left that event. Never to cover it again.
Oh, that my is, God.
That is such what? An LA thing.
That I was just so going to say, and that was one of your first red carpets?
I think, yeah, it was earlier, right?
That literally, is, I've never heard a more LA story in my life where it's like first covering my first red carpet as a host, and I go and I get inside to the premiere, and then a guy asks me if about getting fake boobs. That is, yes.
What's your dream? We'll make it come true.
The only difference is like that he would have like pulled out drugs afterwards and been like.
For sure. I mean, does that work for people? I mean, it's LA. I'm sure it
does. I was like, yes, I think it does.
People like that. Not everyone. I don't want to give LA a bad rap. There are a lot of really smart, independent thinkers here that are fantastic, but there is a crowd that would give in to that as well. So
I had someone when I was really, really young offer me, I met a doctor, similar story, and he was looking at my face. I was probably 26 at the time and just starting out hosting. And he was like, he was a dermatologist. He's like, I feel like you need Botox. Like, do you want some? And I was like, no, I'm fine. And I regret that decision every day because like, I could still have had a free Botox hookup right now. I would have been living large.
Okay? Really? If you even look back at this footage when you just said that, I'm like, I think I started getting mine when I was 28.
20. See, I made a poor choice. Yeah.
It's preventative. And if anyone gets mad, I don't even care. My mom told me to get it, which was a little offensive, I'm not going to lie. But she has a line that's like right between her eyes and they can't fix it. And she's like, you know what? They told me if I had just gotten it earlier, and I've just, it's too, it's, yep. You can see it there. I've got all 14.
I have that too, Lily.
It's awful. And then the more I like smile or I get concerned a lot.
I know. Well, we're expressive people. And I think that's a good thing. At some point, I think a little wrinkle is good.
I agree.
A little wrinkle. It shows that you have experienced life and you have some learnings to share with the world.
I have but so like, many learnings.
Like, make me look natural, but I don't want the line.
Right. I just need to wear a ponytail. I have a ponytail in. Anyway.
So, Lily, why don't you relish Dana and I with your first industry job story? What could it have been?
Guys, I just like, I feel so like guilty half the time because I feel like so, not that I didn't like work really hard and obviously like not have a life for like 7 years, but I feel like to hear that you guys were like doing, I mean, I guess I worked for 3 months and did a lot, but
3 whole months of free work as an intern? What?
Intern, it was writing a bunch of the stories and like doing all the stuff and making thumbnails. And they're like, oh yeah, we should, she probably shouldn't go. But I just remember that like you guys had all like done like hosting classes and done like, I feel like you guys had all really like prepped for your careers. And I just showed up. I was like, hey, what do you need me to do?
But the weird thing is you had more skills than any other intern we'd ever previously had. And most people working at the company.
Because you didn't start out from a point of being like, I want to be on camera. You were starting out from, hey, I just want to like do everything else. So you got technical skills that you could utilize in your job And then you just happen to also have a really great personality and on-camera presence. So it just worked out.
I'm going to 100% say that, like, yes, I was capable of doing things. And I think you guys would give me responsibilities as an intern. But also, like, you 100% just, like, liked me.
Oh, yeah.
like, that's why you, like.
Of course.
Because, like, there was definitely days that I didn't do anything. We'd all just, like, hang out in your guys' office and watch Catfish all day. But it's funny to think about because it was so not an industry that I was like, ooh, I'm going to get into entertainment news. It was more like the internship presented itself. And I was like, I mean, I like reading. Like, at the time, literally, that was, like, what I still would, like, read Perez. Like, I feel like that was, like, one of the only things that you would go to.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think, Just Jared, like, didn't even know what that was until I started working with you guys. And then I'd, like, have to start, like, checking the Justin Bieber news in the morning. But it was so weird to see. I have told this before, but that I, like, remember going online, like, looking to see who you guys were before I went in for my interview. And then I get there, and it's, like, you guys all looked, like, so gorgeous and put together from here up. And then it was literally just, like, workout pants and, like, shoes. And it was like, oh, hey, what's up? And I'm like, oh.
That's how the sausage is made, Lily. Yes. That's how the sausage is made.
It makes so
much
sense. But it was so weird because I didn't. It's crazy to see where it is now because, like, literally I remember some of the first things I did, like some of my first tasks that you gave me. And I always felt so bad because Dana, I think, was always going to kill me because she was doing the ad campaigns at this point.
Gosh,
and they were so frustrating because the only way I would be able to describe this.
I was
would be
never
like,
going to kill you. What?
No, that I know. Just but that I was ad, annoying
the,
because
the
I
ad campaigns in general
you would be so focused
like there
on.
There were supposed to be 10 people doing the amount of work that we were doing, the two of us.
Or
so
just like
it was
people
a
doing.
Lot.
It should have just been people doing the work that actually made sense. That wasn't like forcing things that were just basically. It would be like Dana gets some like an email, and it'd be like, "Hey, we need to promote." And it would be something so random and not fit into anything. And it's like
it would be like this. It would be like, no, we need to promote anti-bullying. So we want Jocelyn and Dana to paint their pinky fingernails blue, pinky swear each other, and then toss to a Bella Thorne clip. Like, what the actual F does that even mean?
Well, first of all, those were, but then there were some that were even bigger leaps that, like, the amount of things that even you would just have to respond to with, like, ideas that never happened. Like, even when I did get hired and I took that over, like, that would be so stress-inducing because you'd, like, get emails just out of nowhere throughout the day. Mm-hmm. And it's like, hey, we need this by end of day. And you'd have to come up with like three creative ideas around like literally like, oh my God. And it was always
Meanwhile, the umbrella company's ad team that should be handling this is getting paid like crazy amounts of money. And you're like, well, can you do this? Like you understand our content. Like we'll help you build this into the content. But
and at the time,
what are you doing?
At the time, the views and, like, the audience wasn't, like, loyal and strong enough to, like, be able to be like, yeah, do whatever you want. Just here's free reign. They would tell you what to do. So it's like, why did you just have me come up with all of these ideas if you're just going to tell us what we have to do anyway?
But so, yeah, let's save a step.
Dana would be, like, in her office working on, like, 8 campaigns at once. And, like, then when one did sell through, it would be like, oh, my God, like, all-encompassing for, like, months. Meanwhile, then I would be going in 3 days a week after my like hour and a half commute from Thousand Oaks. And I'd come in, like, I'd actually like get ready and I'd for like a month, I think. And I'd come in and I'd be like, hi, like, what do you need me to do today? And literally Dana would be like, like, so like passed out at her desk, like hasn't slept. And she's like, come back in 10 minutes and I'll figure something out. I don't know. And that's such a, I like totally relate to like, why people don't have interns or assistants and stuff, because it's not easy to delegate if then you have to like teach someone how to do something or then tell them how to do it too. Or like, you just don't even know where to start.
And that's why you have to pick the right person, like Lily.
But there was so many
times. You can take the time to train and share all the information and who's smart enough to get it and then take it out.
Well, I would just feel so bad because it would literally be me for like, I'd be in the office for like 3 hours in the morning and I'd have to just keep going back in and being like, Dana, do you need any, what about now? anything now? And then, like, finally Jocelyn would come back in from a shoot or something, and she'd be like, oh, yeah, you can research this, this, this. And then she'd write it all down on a post-it note, and I'd look at it and be like, I don't know what that says, but I heard you, so I'll go do that. It was actually a lot of researching and, like, writing more of, like, the basic daily news stories, which by daily news, I actually mean, I vividly remember. Do you want to know my first story that ever
went live? What was it? What was
it? Justin Bieber in Subway. No, I'm just kidding.
It was a lyric breakdown.
Oh, gosh. For what?
Okay, this is a lyric breakdown. It's like a 2.5 minute maybe video where it's like, and then the chorus says this line, which I don't even know if we'd actually try and, like, give any insight. It was literally just like, and then they talk about this and this line, and then it gets a little hot and heavy here. Blah, blah. But it was Owl City, and Carly Rae Jepsen, It's Always a Good Time. And I remember that I wrote it, and I said, I, like, email it to you after I'm done. But even as I'm writing it, I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, what? Who's going to watch this? And I remember I said it to you.
And people do.
They did. I don't know why, but that was a thing that used to do well. I just remember so vividly, though, that you sent me back notes on it, and you were like, hey, yeah, can you, like, maybe include, like, a few more of the lyrics? Because, like, I didn't do that much. And I remember reading the email and getting up and going to your office and going, yes, here's the thing. There's very few lyrics in the song.
Because the song, like, is they like, just, it's they just always, keep, a, always good a good time.
I was like, unless you want me to just kind of, like, keep writing, like, ooh, ooh, I really don't know. There's not much more of a breakdown we can do. And you were like, yeah.
All right.
Okay, it's fine.
Find something.
Just move on. And then from there, it was like stories, researching for your guys' interviews and coming up with, like, potential sample questions that weren't like, what's the vibe on set? Specifically, Step Up.
Step Up. Step Up Revolution. That was
always, like, which one? I feel like there were so many that you covered, but, and those were always ad campaigns usually too.
Yes, with Lionsgate.
So
yes.
Lots of research, lots of, those are some, the that's dancing actually, of those movies is great.
That's actually what I recall having you do as a project where I was like, oh, she's special. I asked you to do research on the cast of Step Up because do you remember Ryan Guzman and Catherine McCormick, who were the leads in one studio of the movies? Dana, do you feel like we would interview them 3 times a week? I feel like Dana's fallen off screen.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. You just took me back and I kind of blacked out. I'm back.
It was like every red carpet, and they would come in the studio, and then there would be an ad campaign in the studio, and then you would go to the set and, like, learn to dance.
They were the nicest people.
Thank God they were so nice. Cool to be around. But I remember asking Lily, like, hey, can you get us some research on these people? Because neither of them had ever been in a movie before. So we're like, what are we going to ask them? And she provided me with the most gorgeous graphical deck I had ever seen in my life. I think it, like, had research for every cast member and some of the crew, and it had pictures. And I was like, excuse me?
Ooh.
And I was like, you must never leave. You must stay here forever. And funny enough, we're shooting another episode of this podcast after you, Dana. Uh-huh. And our guest was a part of the Step Up cast.
Oh, yeah.
Megan Mattoon. Megan Mattoon, who has a big YouTube channel. She was in the one that was about flash mobs. Whichever one that was.
Oh my gosh. I don't know which one it was, but I remember.
That was the one in Miami.
Miami. Yes. Yeah.
This is so embarrassing. Oh my God.
Amazing. Amazing.
But John M. Chu directed it. Obviously, he do a bunch of them, actually, now that I think of it.
I don't know. I just think of him because didn't he do Beavers?
I think he
did. And he also did Crazy Rich Asians. And he's doing Into the Heights. His career is exploding.
He did Gem.
I feel like.
Yes.
Guys, I do feel like we have to probably wrap it up soon. But
yes, I know.
But I have one more that I feel like, especially Dana and I, it was just like the epitome of we were already like friends and got along
one
really
day?
Well. But it just
one day
is that
it
what
solidified
you're
our relationship just for the end of time, guys. It was like the first big campaign. It was right when I got hired, I think too. First big campaign, and this wasn't like, oh, it's kind of big. This campaign, even now for Clever, would be huge. Like, I mean, I do know we got it. It's because the company that Long story short, AccuView, do they do it anymore?
I don't know, but I literally just switched my contacts to AccuView one day. They're very expensive. And I was like, I used to like be a representative of your company. Can I
have a discount?
I'm thinking about it so hard. I really don't care enough to Google it. But back in the day, AccuView, the contact brand, used to do these huge series where it was like, they'd pick four celebrities that would be celebrity mentors, and then people would submit their one day dream. One day.
Yes. And people then, like Demi Lovato, Joe Jonas, Shay Mitchell, etc.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
So it was the umbrella company that owned us, Defy, which later went down the tubes and went bankrupt. Before, when we were actually like doing well, one of the other companies was called Generate, and they were the ones producing, I guess, the entire thing. So then Clever got to be the exclusive news outlet for it. I don't think Dana and I have worked on something more in depth, like for such a long period of time. I mean, you're like, I started a company. I've definitely done that. But like for Clever, it was the most involved, like just drawn out. It was for like almost a year straight, I feel like. But it was like these intense, huge interviews at these amazing locations. And I don't even, thinking back to like that being one of my first big things that I did at work is like, what? Like, I literally was just there like, how did I end up here? Like, from doing step-up research? This doesn't make sense.
Well, dude, that's the cool thing about being a part of a small company. You get opportunities that like you would not get at a larger company maybe ever in your career. Which is, it's like a double-edged sword. You learn real quick because you're responsible. Because
meanwhile, also, I like all the set dressing that we had to like fill this guest house that we shot in was literally me, Jeffy, and Kevin, our two production guys, and like ends up, like they ended up being the head of production for the whole company later. But like literally us going to IKEA and personally buying, being like, these plants look nice. Will those look good next to Demi Lovato? I don't know what's going on.
Wait, and wasn't this when Demi Lovato had like broken her leg? And like,
oh my God, I'm on a conference call and it's like a kickoff call for the whole campaign. And we were shooting it. It's this Frank Sinatra house in Chatsworth. And there's so many music videos. Jonas Brothers. What's the one with all the girls in it back in the day? All the girlfriends.
Jellybug. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I love
basically, there's a Jonas Brothers music video they filmed there. I actually think Camila Cabello one recently is there. Gorgeous house, this huge pool. We were stationed in this guest house, but this property is all on this huge hill and it's like 360 views, all of it's in Chatsworth, all over LA. I'm on this conference call and we do celebrity news. So I was like in the know of what was going on. And people are talking about like, and then we're figuring out the schedule and they'll be like, okay. And then like at 2, we'll bring you Demi Lovato, blah, blah. And I like, and the youngest person probably by at least 15 years on this phone call. And they're all just being it was all just formalities. I don't think anything was actually being figured out, but I chime in and I go, I don't want to like, not to interrupt or impose, but, we just did a news story this morning. Demi Lovato has a broken ankle. I don't know if she's going to be able to, like, we did a walkthrough at that house yesterday, and I don't think she's going to be able to do that in crutches. And literally all of them just go, oh. Literally had to get her a golf cart and reconfigure the entire day because she literally couldn't do anything because it was, like, a cast all the way up to her knee.
Yeah, I remember when she was walking in for the interview being like, can I help you?
Because trying to like move her chair for her.
I had to interview her and I didn't want her to be in a bad mood because like she just had to struggle because even though it was figured out, I still remember she was it was hard. Yeah, she had
it was as if like it was definitely an afterthought that people didn't realize how complicated it was going to be.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it wound up being fine in the end.
Those interviews look great too.
They really did. We had professional hair and makeup.
Hey, Beth.
Lighting. I mean,
and you know what's funny is I think I'm still Facebook friends with some of the recipients of those one day dreams.
I still talk to them.
There's
three of them that I've talked to in the last year.
Same. Oh,
I love it. I love it. Well, we could honestly, We could honestly, the three of us, we have too many stories to share. Like, we did not even begin to scratch the surface.
No, we did not.
So if you guys are watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. Let us know if you want, like, a little bit more of an explanation for anything specific. Because, Dana, we would love to have you back on. But we also don't want you to leave just yet because we have our final segment.
So long, farewell. I hate us so much more now.
Okay, so this is the part of the show that we call Share Well, where we share something that has brought us joy in the previous week. Dana, do you have something that's brought you joy this week?
I have many things that have brought me joy this past week. The thing that comes to mind is fruit trees. I have some fruit trees that we planted last year. And they are blossoming and giving us this amazing fruit. And it feels really cool to be like, we grew this, even though the tree did it. But like, we planted them. So it's really fantastic. We have got white peaches, white grapefruits. We've got ruby red grapefruits. Peaches! Yes! I mean, this stuff's phenomenal. The kumquats are really tasty.
We used to have kumquats at my old house. They're really sour.
Oh, ours are perfect.
Dana, you okay, got
I don't know. I think I'm just like, you know, early growers feeling of like, I don't know. No, I'm very excited, Dana, about our tree. And
I've known you for a long time. You have a green thumb. You are a little like, you want to be a garden gnome. I've known this for a long time.
Oh, yeah, remember even that, on your balcony.
On your old patio.
Yeah.
No, you're right. So that's been bringing me a lot of joy to be able to go outside, pick a little fruit or something, mix it into a drink. I don't know. Do whatever you want to do with it.
I love
it. It's fantastic. I want to hear some happiness that's happening over in your necks of the woods.
Lily, do you want to go next?
Sure. I was going to make mine about Max because he's been extra cuddly lately. I don't know. I feel like I haven't. I was going to do like a update on my YouTube channel and I just haven't because I have so much footage that I don't know where to start. But Max, give me yours.
A 1 hour montage of Max. I think people would watch it, Lily. I don't even think you have to edit it. I think you could just put it all up straight. I'd watch it.
I was going to say that he's been just a lot more cuddly lately and he'll like come and just like sit and lay on top of me. But when I first got him, he literally was like, didn't know how to be a dog. He wants to play right now.
You see? He's so big.
Sit. He does. You sit? There we go.
There he is. Good job. Max just sat.
He doesn't
Look at his mouth open.
He's like, I just want to play.
So basically that he just like is actually a real dog now. And when I come home, he gets really excited and he actually like wags his tail and like, just like, it's so nice. Cause at first I'm like, is he sad? Does he like want to be somewhere else? And now I just feel like he's like fully adjusted.
He gets it. Yeah. He's like, you're my mom. This is my home. I am happy.
That's what brought me joy. He's just been really cuddly all week and it's just very validating.
I love that.
Joss, what about you?
Okay. So by the time this podcast episode comes out, I will have put a video on my YouTube channel about, it's not really a secret that Chris and I like want to grow our family, like have a baby. It's not a secret.
No. I know, but like, what are you going to say?
She's not about to announce her pregnancy on the podcast.
I'm not about to announce my on our podcast.
To us.
I thought you were going to. That's why you invited me to be a guest.
That's a great idea. Next time you're a guest, that'll be why. But I'm going to put up a video that I did a Q&A with this amazing doctor from Natalist, which is a brand I know you are familiar with. Natalist?
Me.
Yes, you told me about.
I am.
Yes, sorry.
Because I know the founder.
Yeah, of course you do. Yes, of course you do. Of course you know the founder of a business. Because
I was like, why do you sound so confused?
Well, I didn't specify Dana.
Like, Lily, do you know?
You know.
So I uploaded a video. So I'm uploading this video, and I would have already uploaded it by the time you guys are listening to this, just talking about like a bunch of common myths with this doctor about like how to conceive, how to make a baby, because there's like a lot of things people think are true that are not. So anyways, what I'm getting at is we are on the journey to TTC, trying to conceive. And I just get like so wrapped up in some of this stuff and so curious about some of these newfangled gadgets that are on the market. And look at this. If you're not watching on YouTube, go watch on YouTube because I'm holding up this tiny egg-sized satch. It's like a little satchel. And when you unzip it, there is this little egg inside that looks like it's from outer space. Okay.
What?
And this is this thing that my friend gave me that's called Mira, and it's attached to an app. And it basically turns you into a living science experiment.
I feel like Dana and I are both waiting for you to tell us that you have to put that up your vagina or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I put this whole egg into my sacred space.
I was like, that looks very large. What's going on?
It kind of looks like a nest. That's how I keep my thermostat balanced.
No, so what you do is you pee on a stick and you stick it in there. And then it does all of this science stuff. Then it sends it to your phone. And then you input all this other information. I mean, it's been very fascinating. It's brought me a little joy this week because, you know, I'm just at home all the time and I'm trying to look for anything to entertain me. And now what's entertaining me is the science of my own body.
So does that tell you when you are ready?
Yeah. So you go on the app. By the way, this is not sponsored, but I feel like they should sponsor me at this point. So you go in there and it asks you like, what's your temperature? You have to take your temperature every day. Do you have any mucuses coming out of you? What color are they? TMI, but it's science. If you've had intercourse, protected or unprotected, it just has like all these questions. You answer all of them and then it tells you, now it's go time. Today's your day. Okay. Today's your day to make a baby. Because otherwise, I guess you kind of know, but like it's very fascinating.
So I have a question. Which aspect of this is bringing you joy?
I think
which part? Just like the idea of a child.
I was like, this is supposed to bring all of us joy.
Oh.
No, I want to know like specifically as your friend. Yeah, I'm like, which part of this really excites you?
I thought you were like the sex part. Is that what's most exciting?
No, like, is
are
it
you
like
excited about the egg or about the announcing? Yes.
Oh, I'm excited to, well, I think for a lot of people, and this is something I'm discovering, especially because I hate this term geriatric pregnancy so much. I'm like, it's so demeaning. Rude. It's so annoying. But for a lot of women that are in their later 30s or early 40s and they're wanting to start their family for the first time, especially, it's very like there's a lot of outside pressure from the world being like, oh no, uh-oh. And I hate that. And I think every aspect of life should be celebrated, whatever it is you're planning, whether you're planning to go to college or whether you're planning to grow your family or whatever. And I think a lot of people get stressed out about trying to conceive, and I get that. I totally do. But I've decided I just want it to be fun. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited about my new little egg device, and we'll see where it goes.
I think in life, we really have to be better at enjoying the journey.
Yes, queen.
And you are doing that, my friend. You are doing that.
Thank you so much. So I'll keep you guys posted. I'm also planning to do fertility acupuncture.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
I don't know, but I'm going to visit your very... But I'm going to go visit
Sticks a few needles in and he's like, oh, you're pregnant.
Yeah, I think that's kind of what it... Because you look at your tongue and you see what's going on. If you have any like fault lines that are giving you any like information. But I'm going to your very handsome acupuncturist, Lily. Dr. Young.
He's lovely. I haven't been there in so long because it's far away now.
But Dr. Young's has done a lot of YouTube content. He actually did a hilarious video with the Try Guys recently.
And he's just
so funny.
Such a sweet man. I should actually give you back. I feel like I like borrowed this from him and then I moved and never gave it back. He gave me his personal like attraction, like neck machine. Cause he used to have a lot of the same issues that I did where it was tightness, like up, like in your shoulders and chest area. And he actually ended up getting spine surgery.
Oh, wow.
And it fixed it. As far as I know, I haven't talked to him recently, but he was like,
you're
going to
have a surgery. If you're going to have a surgery, I hope it fixes whatever your problem is.
Same. Especially when you're an acupuncturist. He's like, I avoided it for years and it was something that like sometimes you do have to, but he's great. Highly recommend.
10 out of 10. Very excited to meet him. Also very excited that we finally did this, that we finally formally had Dana on Overshare, because it's been a long time coming. So Dana, for people out there who want to follow you and want to get their nasty toes taken care of, what do they do?
Well, you can do both by following me on Instagram, just at Dana Ward. And then if you have any, you can ping me if you have questions and stuff, but my company is Barefoot Scientist, and we have everything and anything you might need related to your feet. And it's not just if you have problems. It's also like, if you just like have dry skin, or you want to like have a pampering experience, you want to massage your feet. Like, we have products for everyone and everyone and everything. So, you know, check us out.
My favorite thing ever, they redesigned just nail clippers, because you know how like I just have a problem, you can see right now, that my nails are way too long.
Wow. But
that like once they get so long, it's hard to get like your whole nail clipper around it. Hers are literally like industrial, like amazing. I don't know how are. I could be so passionate about nail clippers, but they're amazing.
Yes, extra wide jaw. Really great ergonomics, make it easy to clip those thick, long nails.
And it doesn't fly everywhere either. I'm a big fan.
Yeah. Yeah. I always love when I get customer reviews. Like, obviously you're a friend and you're like sharing your experience, but when it's like just like customers I don't know who don't have anything to like gain or lose from it, it is very interesting. I feel like everyone shares their foot issues with me. I am all knowing when it comes to the foot.
I mean, and that's like foot stuff, like especially me talking about now, like why would I make that up? Like, that's such a random thing to be passionate about. So I feel like when you're getting feedback, it's probably super legit, because like otherwise who's going to be like, I'm going to go talk to Dana about my feet. No, it's people being like, oh my God, this works so well. How'd you know?
Yay.
Oh my gosh. Hey. No. Good for you. Dana, we're your biggest fans. We're so proud of you. We love you so much. And
straight back at you, sister.
You guys who are listening, who are watching, if you are listening to this as a podcast, please subscribe, give us a 5-star rating, and leave a review, because it's super helpful to us. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment with one of your crazy job stories, because sharing really is caring. Lily, should we say goodbye to Dana? Appropriately so.
We keep trying to. This does feel like a little better of a connection than we usually have. So 3, 2, 1.
Thank you for sharing.
Well, if Jocelyn didn't sound like a creepy person from The Shining, then it would have worked.
Yeah. So what cult am I joining? I'm in. Worked, guys.
Just the shared one.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, this episode is over. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you guys.
Miss you already.